Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm here because we need my husband to be our president and commander-in-chief for 4 more years. He's what is best for our country.
Melania Trump, one of the big highlights for day two at the Republican convention. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from. Perhaps you were watching the RNC. There's some interesting takeaways from it. And 2 days left, and then it's a full court press. I think there already was a full court going on, but there'll be more focus on presidential debates coming up and that kind of thing. Hurricane Laura, oof, so dangerous, 20 million plus in the path. The Texas governor and the Louisiana governor both concerned about a high wall of water. Could be a Cat 3 when it slams into the Galveston area and the Gulf Coast, too, as well. Shreveport could see some of that action. Right now, we're talking about probably Wednesday night when it will crash into the Gulf Coast, and it looks like it definitely is going to be a Cat 3, but we'll see whether systems can change. And speaking of changing, in California with the wildfires, especially in the north, the good news there, I'll say this right at the top, I know we have a lot of people in Cali listening. The wildfires are still going on in Northern California, but there has been a little bit more containment. Woohoo, thank goodness, because already they burned 1.25 million acres, but the weather is helping a little bit. The 2,000-year-old redwoods that actually survived at Cali's oldest state park. If you've never seen the redwoods, ooh, put that on your list at some point when life eventually opens up, even if it's a little bit different. It's a great place to go, no doubt about that. So low temperatures, weaker winds have helped firefighters get an edge on the wildfires. There have been about 600 fires that have been burning, sparked by lightning, and that's why you saw all that acreage that was burned since August 15th. 7 people dead, 1,400 buildings destroyed. Nothing about the wildfires really came up at the RNC convention. It was a We Are Family moment because you had Eric Trump who was speaking and Tiffany was speaking, and of course Melania's speech was the big capper and the closer on the night. And I think there's going to be a lot made about what Melania had to say. She focused on getting the president elected again because he was transparent, was one of the things that she talked about. She talked about he will not lose focus on you, the people. And she talked about he fights and doesn't stop fighting. She sees how hard he works each day and each night. And she focused on the media. She said, despite the unprecedented attacks from the media, you can't stop him. If you tell him it can't be done, he just works harder. So she really highlighted his drive and his love for the country, and that even ever since she met him, that's exactly how he was. And she said, I like to call on the citizens of this country to take a moment, pause, and look at things from all perspectives. She said, I urge people to come together in a civil manner so we can work and live up to our standard American ideals. I ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice. Never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin. So an evening where, besides the First Lady closing it out, the president, I think, shocked a few people. He pardoned a reformed felon on the air. I mean, boom, pardoned him. And this was a guy who is doing a lot to help other felons when they get out of prison. He had robbed a bank. He served 5 years. He got lucky, actually, on that sentence. And I think he was in shock as well. And then there were a group of people who became citizens, who took their oath, who earned their citizenship of the United States. And it was every kind of ethnic background that you can imagine. And that happened. And they posed for pictures of the president, etc. So there is a theme with that. If you think the first night is about people who were rescued in foreign countries, who were in prison, and then you had the pardoning, and then you on day two, and of course the people being sworn in the White House. When have you ever seen that? It was wild, actually, to see that. So the First Lady spoke at the Rose Garden, and there were a lot of questions about using the White House for a political convention. And she addressed an in-person crowd of about 50 people, including her husband, naturally, who was sitting there watching the speech. And it's about curveballs. I think that's part of it. What are you serving up? What's going to be different? And how is it differing from the Democrats? What the message is, how you're handling the setup of who's speaking. This all goes into what I believe the idea was to have a theme and land of opportunity still coming up, land of greatness. But day two was land of promise. So there was a lot of tacking of Biden, of policies, of what it looked like. And then there was the promise to continue to do what he's doing, what's happening now, and what will happen in the future, and what schools will look like, and that kind of thing. I mean, just pick any kind of part of the economy, and you heard that from somebody at some point, I think, in these speeches on day two, and it certainly is not a surprise. Not a surprise. We've got an interesting text today from the CDC. You might have gotten it, but probably not, but this is because of doing the talk show thing. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a warning about a new coronavirus health risk, and they said, get slapped, choked, or kicked in the workplace by angry customers. Avoid it. Do not engage. I was like, oh, this is, who sent me this? So one of their guidelines is for retail and service workers to limit violence and just to, you know, stop spreading the virus, that if they've got policies, follow the policies and protect workers. That whole task of the unenviable job when somebody has to ask somebody to wear a mask, keep 6 feet apart or wait their turn before entering a limited capacity store. And I've seen that. I've seen people get really upset by it and storm off. And we certainly know there are famous, where they went viral moments where people went crazy. So this is just something they added in. Don't get violent. Well, thank you. Don't get violent. Don't get in the face of anyone who challenges you when you tell them about wearing a mask. Don't argue. If a shopper appears upset when asked to mask up or told about the in-store limit on toilet paper, don't try to make them follow the policy. What? That's what they're there for. That's what some of them, their whole job is, to get people to follow the policy. So, yes, stay calm and show understanding and empathy, I suppose. But if a customer doesn't want to pay attention, they're not going to pay attention. They're going to do what they want to do. All right, we're talking about numbers on the flip side. Meet you there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for
your perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I said that. How about the cruise lines? They're canceling sailings into 2021. Oh, that's bleak, huh? They are floating petri dishes. We know it, right? You might like cruises, and it's a bummer, but Princess Cruises announced that they are not sailing in early 2021 due to the limitations with border and port access, and the uncertainty of airline travel is a reason for the cancellation. So that'll impact about 29 sailings on two ships. Carnival made headlines after hundreds of passengers became infected with the novel coronavirus on multiple ships. Remember that? So none of them want that to happen. So you're going to see this, I think, that's going to keep happening over and over again. Right now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have a no-sail order on cruise ships through September 30th that bars any new passengers from boarding ships in U.S. waters, so that's out. The cruise industry itself canceled U.S. cruises past that deadline until at least October 31st, so you get the idea here. It's not happening, right? The outbreaks, the things that, no. It's not happening. 2021, maybe in the summertime. Not early. Not January, February-ish. Maybe in the spring. Boy, that would be good to at least see that happen in the spring. It's very, very strange, isn't it? We're used to this, though. Cancellations, re-racking, figuring it out, all that. How about approval ratings? What do they matter? Polls matter because at least it's a bellwether of what you might have to tweak or change or whatever. Of course, we also know polls can be wrong. We saw that in 2016. 45% of Americans approve of President Donald Trump's job performance compared to 54% who disapprove. That's according to an NBC News survey monkey poll. The NBC News poll noted that Trump had averaged a 44% job approval rating in the weekly tracking poll since July 5th. We'll see what everybody says when they go to vote. Everybody. Can you imagine if everybody voted? Everybody in the United States who had a vote voted. Whew. Be a whole lot of votes. Be a whole different thing, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't get it. Vote. Vote. No matter what. I think it's awesome that you have the right to vote. I do. So exercise your right to vote. You might be more satisfied on the local level if you got just a teensy-weensy, I'm going to say that, involved. Just a little bit involved. All right. Gosh, numbers that are so sad. Jacob Blake's mother said healing, not violence or destruction. So in Kenosha, Wisconsin, remember he was the guy who was shot in the back multiple times by the cops last weekend. She asked for prayers and healing, and the damage to the city doesn't reflect her son or her family. Julia Jackson said at a press conference, "We just need prayers. If Jacob knew what was going on as far as that goes, he'd be very unpleased. I'm encouraging everybody to take a moment and examine your heart. Examine your heart." I mean, this eruption, so you go back to Sunday, in the last 48 hours have been mind-boggling. Nobody thinking they were going to end up in that situation. Jacob Blake is paralyzed, by the way, unless what doctors are saying, he has some kind of a miracle. Wow. All right, how about this? Trump's nominating acting DHS Chief Wolf will get the permanent slot. Apparently, Chad Wolf will. In a post on Twitter, Trump said he was pleased to inform the American public that Wolf would be nominated to the Secretary of Homeland Security. And the announcement comes after the Government Accountability Office found earlier this month that Wolf's acting appointment didn't follow processes outlined in the federal law, so they had to do a do-over. And that's what it was. So the do-over took, a little bit of time. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, yeah, a little bit of time. Not everybody happy about his appointment, some, though, thinking it's bloody perfect. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, removes 5 states from the travel quarantine list. You want to know what states they are? Are you just ready to go to New York City? Travelers headed to New York from Alaska, Arizona, Delaware, Maryland, and Montana don't have to quarantine for 14 days. How about that? The 2-week mandatory quarantine imposed on travelers visiting New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from states within high coronavirus positivity rates will stay in place, is what he's saying. And he said, be assured, the pandemic is not over. It is not over. And so they added some states, took away some others. Guam was added to the list of 30 states and U.S. territories. That's the thing, right? Is it logical? Is it illogical? Some people are arguing about it. Some people are agreeing with it. And in a press release, Cuomo touted the travel advisory as one of the reasons the state's infection rate has remained so low. So why not keep following up and not be in the situation where enough people come in that have it and spread it, and then there you are back to square one, or at least you're sadly infecting some of the people. And I know 2 people now that have had COVID. I know more than 2 people, but currently I knew 2 additional people that have gotten it. One said that they think they got it from a supermarket early on back in March, and they still don't really 100% have a taste thing or the smell thing, but they didn't feel like they went through anything awful, like it wasn't good, but they got through it. The other person had a couple of really super rough days, and she's in Missouri, and she came out on the other side, but still wouldn't wish it on anybody. So everybody's different in how they're, you know, how they're taking it. And speaking of that, and that's part of this, the looking at the numbers of it, we're at 178,000 deaths from COVID-19 in these United States. And that number grows. Sometimes it slows down a little bit. That's always good. No matter what your politics are, I think we can all agree, we want this SOB done. We don't want to deal with COVID-19. You think of the Zoom outage that happened the other day and kids having to scramble to figure out what were they going to do because Zoom was down and it was so easy. They were just going to click this link. And, you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, we're all still on the jungle gym and trying to figure out how to maneuver around this virus, you know, and when things are opening or just partially opening or, you know, whatever it might be, right? And that's what we have to live with at this point. By the way, 64 people were arrested in Louisville as protesters demanded new answers in the Breonna Taylor case. Lately, her name has come up a lot when people are listing names of people unfairly accused of something and then killed. She's one of the names that pops up. So the protests were peaceful, but a large group of demonstrators crossed some intersections carrying what they look like to be nefarious things that could have exploded, but they didn't do it. So the staying on the sidewalk, that kind of stuff, I think discouraged it. And of course, if you don't know the story of Breonna Taylor, she was an EMT, an aspiring nurse. She was killed in her own home in March when three plainclothes officers executed a no-knock warrant, returned gunfire after her boyfriend fired a warning shot because he thought he was shooting at the intruders. It was such a horrible disaster. Just a horrible, horrible disaster. Nobody wants to get that phone call, and then you're just completely shocked. All right, let's end on a high note if we're talking about numbers. Do you ever go to McDonald's for their chicken nuggets? Here's a fun fact. Weight Watchers list them as low-cal, meaning if you have six of them, you can have six of them for lunch, but don't put a sundae and a bunch of other stuff on top of it. The spicy chicken McNuggets, rather, are going to hit U.S. restaurants on September 16th for limited time. It's the first new McNugget flavor in the U.S. since it was introduced to the U.S. menu in 1983. Wow! The chicken nuggets have to be so popular because with kids, just a road trip somewhere, I don't know. Not as popular, of course, as the burgers from McDonald's, but I would say probably right up there. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People on the Gulf Coast are making preparations ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Laura, which could be a major storm. It's expected to make landfall Wednesday night. In the largest evacuation of the pandemic, more than 500,000 people were ordered to flee the Gulf Coast communities. KRLD's Chris Fox reports.
Governor Abbott from the Alternate State Operations Center in Austin saying they expect Hurricane Laura to be similar to Hurricanes Ike and Rita, fast-moving with heavy winds.
A lot of devastation wrecked upon Texas as the storm sweeps through, especially East Texas.
The predicted 10-foot-high water surges have led to mandatory evacuations in the Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas city areas. Abbott says they've called on the full support of all relevant state agencies.
In Louisiana, people were ordered to leave low-lying southwestern parts of the state. This is USA Radio News. Laptop shortages are hampering schools as they try to reopen. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Due to hardware delays, laptops might arrive in time for the start of virtual classes.
It's a little bit like asking them to paint without a paintbrush. It's asking them to play basketball without a ball.
Tom Baumgarten, superintendent of the Morongos Unified School District in California, says his district is waiting for over 5,000 Lenovo Chromebooks.
But several weeks delayed now. We're all chasing computers. We're calling the companies. I mean, this past weekend, we just got 1,000 computers.
The shortage also affecting schools in Ohio, Maryland, Indiana, and New York. Lin Hung is with the Intel Data Corporation.
We've gotten this astronomical surge in demand for laptops. The supply chain was not anticipating having to produce this many, and we are still playing catch-up at the moment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Is Jeff Berman. He's written a book called The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission, and we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, "Now you've got me worried. I want an MRI." 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and says, "I got the test results back and they're not good." And I asked him to replay the tape and he said, "Nope, that's live. It's not Memorex." And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with a question mark. I put my thumbs down and her eyes got wide and, "Hello, I now have cancer."
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors. And that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, then you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, "Don't believe what's on the internet because it's out of date." And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, "Ooh, hello." Fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote. My wife got the second vote. And if there were any votes left, then I got it. So you can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, I didn't write something down every day, but yeah, pretty much. I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad. You've got grandkids. You talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces. And you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review, they have that on the details about you. And I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell.
Yeah.
Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels, and here's this 11,000-member organization, and I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences, and suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay. Then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley and long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lane for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did. Until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and says, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. Getting my car service. Hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on fed the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay. So you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off, we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today, it's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later, and April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant and my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate, there are bad days. And I've had plenty of them since this all started. But none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. So, you know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now, two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But, gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head. I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, good luck with that one. But that's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19. So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks, but get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them while still working. Go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. No, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm going to stay upright every day as best I can. That's it.
This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
Drink
supertea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining us this time around in Author's Corner is Norma Nightingale. She's written a book called This, That, and Everything. Norma, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about the book and the inspiration for the book. What made you decide to write this?
Well, part of it was a childhood thing. I wanted to write a book, and as a child, you know, you write these things and then you throw them away, and you set that aside for a while, and years later, the children say, "Mom, why don't you write that book about our lives?" So finally, I did. After I retired, I started writing the book. Well, actually, it was before I retired. I had it published like 2 weeks before. And it's about my childhood and my faith. It starts from when I was just 1 year old and learning to walk. My mom and dad had a shoe repair shop, and I was walking around in there and stumbled, and my mom said I grabbed a belt on the autosolar, and it cut off my middle finger on my right hand. And from there, it goes on to, come from a family of 8 children and only a 1-bedroom house. It was rather small. My brother said it was maybe 400 square feet, but from there it just went through various things that happened during our childhood. And
wow. Well, first of all, I have to stop you. You have to go back to what happened with your finger. That's incredible. The pain you must have felt, and as a child, do you even remember that very well?
No, I don't remember that. I can remember back to 2 years old, but not one.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
And the thing that we're burying the lead on with this, that, and everything, and you said it, just growing up in this 400-square-foot house, but also the fact that you were there on the property of Gallo Winery in Central California, and, of course, people
right.
are familiar with the Gallos, and the wine is so
right.
popular. What was it like living in the shadow of a winery?
Well, I guess I never really thought of it. The youngest son, Mike, was in my class in school, and he was a real, he really liked doing math. And I said, well, if you're going to run a winery, you better like it, because there's going to be a lot of figuring in that. But if I had math problems, I would just walk over to his house and say, Mike, I can't get this math. I don't understand it. He said, well, what do you have there? And I handed him my paper. He said, come back in an hour and I'll have it done. So he did that. He did that for me a couple of times. And that was the years of Vietnam War. And his oldest brother was killed in the Vietnam War.
It was
a sad time, and yet it was very interesting living on the ranch. We lived in, when we moved to the ranch, we had a two-story adobe house. So we moved from 400 square feet into, I don't know how big that house was, but to me, as a child, it was big.
Yeah, I bet it seemed like it, two stories too, especially from the space that you were in. So for people that are listening,
right.
and everybody has their stories of growing up and things that happen and how they encounter life, what did you want to pass on to your kids and to anybody who reads the book? What do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I'm hoping that they'll take away that faith, my faith in God was very important. At age 5, I got polio. And I remember the pain was just horrendous in my legs. And Mom would rub my legs every night because I couldn't get to sleep otherwise. And being the mother of 8 children, you don't know why, how she even had the time to do it. But I remember laying on the couch and she would sit there and rub my legs.
Well,
but
what is...
Anyway,
incredible life that, I mean, just these things that happen, and then you get married and you leave California and you go to Kansas, and that's a whole different thing, right?
It's a whole different thing, yes. But my roots in California are pretty deep.
I bet.
Of my brothers and sisters except one live there yet, so all 8
right,
of us are still living.
Yeah, so that's also great, too, that you have everyone alive and you can share the stories and go back and forth. And when you were writing
right.
that, I imagine if you had to check anything, you could look at that. For you, writing it and finishing it right before you retired, that's quite an accomplishment. People talk about writing their memoir, leaving a book behind, or even just writing
uh-huh.
a book. So congratulations that you wrote the book. How did that feel to go through and relive some of those stories and whatnot?
Well, you know, it was really funny. I would get real excited about a certain chapter, and I just couldn't go to sleep until I had that written. And, of course, they told me in the very beginning, I suppose you're aware that you have to write that book 3 times before it'll be published. Well, I thought, you guys are crazy, because I've got it in my mind, and I'm just going to put it down on paper. But it was true. I did write the book 3 different times.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got married in 1966, and we had 3 children in 3 years. I had the children were by C-section, and
you were busy.
Youngest, Yes. When the youngest one was, was she just a year old, Winston, when we moved here? She was a year old when we moved here to Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's different.
Quite a trip.
I bet it was quite a trip. And that's what your book is about. Your book is about life, the turns, the happy, the sad, the funny things that happen to family.
Yes.
And growing up in a big family and what that was like. And we should say this, too. You were six of eight children in a Mennonite family, and growing up Mennonite is a little bit different. There's a lot of simplicity. So I guess you know, that's why I think maybe you took so well to that, right?
Yes, yeah, that's true. And people would ask me, in town, are you Amish? I'd say, no, we're Mennonite. But what's the difference? Well, I had a hard time answering that question in just a few minutes because there's quite a difference. But
yeah,
my mom and dad were very strong in our faith and brought us up right. You go to Sunday school on Sunday morning and church, and we also had church on Wednesday evening, had a Bible study, and we run a very business busy life. And then after my children were old enough, I went back to school and got my RN license. So I worked as an RN I worked in the medical field for a total of 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have seen it all.
Right. 6 weeks before we moved to Kansas, I ended up with cervical cancer. It was just in the very, very first stages. So I had a hysterectomy by the time I was 22.
Wow.
Right. And then the move and everything kept me so busy, I didn't even have time to think about health. You just think about getting back and moving.
Right.
And my mother said, you're just going to go out there and starve.
And you didn't. Yeah, and you didn't. And so it's perfect. So the book's named so well, This, That, and Everything. You can get it on Amazon. Norma Nightingale, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right, so again, it's so interesting, her story. So you heard what she said. She grew up in Gallo Winery, and you moved from Gallo Winery to Kansas, and then, like we all have in life, the things that happen to you, the curveballs, the family right in a row, getting cancer, but luckily getting it early, having a hysterectomy, as she just said, at such a young age, but life is busy, so you move on. And her stories are so fascinating because it's like she's lived, to me, in reading it, it's like she's lived three different lives, so you can only imagine. Very inspirational. And again, the book is easy to remember, This, That, and Everything. I do love that title, Norma Nightingale, and you can pick it up on Amazon. Thanks to everybody for listening to this hour of the show, and remember, make it count.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.